Welcome to the podcast, Just Saying. My name is Joe McCormick. I'm your host. We're going to talk about sharing a crucible story and how it's critical for credible leadership. Why are we doing that? Because stories of failure, struggle, enduring difficulty, pressure are as compelling or more compelling than stories of success. And leaders aren't always successful, and how they lead can be really strengthened by sharing these kind of stories. If you're new to the podcast, I'm happy that you're here. If you've been here before, I'm really happy that you're back. As you know, we are focused on one thing and one thing only, which is how to become an intentional communicator. What you say matters. And the role of communication is that it be clear, that it be concise, and if possible, compelling. And when I say that and I do these episodes, I want you to be thinking about ways that you and others that work with you, around you, can be better at this craft, the skill called communication. Brief communication is even better because people are just begging you to be brief. Short and sweet, keep it short and sweet. Give them a chance to say something. Give them some time back. Manage their attention in a more effective way. And storytelling is a clear part of that. So when I think about leaders and professionals, you know, it's easy for people to give speeches, give lectures, talk about their successes, their opinions. In the last podcast, I talked about thought leadership and what thought leadership really entails. And I would assume that a lot of people that are thought leaders miss this topic that I'm going to be talking about today. And that is sharing stories of failure. Crucible stories, as they're called. And I did a little research because I always want to make sure that I understand the words that I'm using. And a crucible is both literally is a melting pot, a container that breaks down metals, materials at high temperature. So it burns away the inessential. That's what a crucible is. But figuratively, it refers to a severe test, a trial or pressure, adversity. That's what a crucible is. So a crucible story is one that you share for greater effect. And I want you to be thinking about, instead of telling people what to do or what they should do, sometimes the best way to lead is to show what you didn't do as a leader and how it got you into trouble. A number of years ago, I was asked to speak as a guest lecturer at Northwestern University. It's a university in the Midwest in Chicago, at Kellogg, which is their business school. And the professor that asked me to speak actually wanted me to talk about crucible stories because he wanted me to teach the students how to frame and develop and organize stories of failure. And I thought it was great. It was really refreshing that this professor thought that this was a more powerful way of leading. He's right. And it was really cool to see the students react to like how uncomfortable it was talking about failure. And no, it's normal. It's absolutely normal that you wouldn't feel comfortable standing in front of your peers, certainly people you want to lead, and telling them how you messed something up. And in order to do that, I had to share a story, and I'll share it with you now. It took me a number of years to get comfortable to tell the story, but it was a story of, it's really about learning a lot from small details. And you can omit small details, but they can translate into a huge problem if you overlook them. And the quick story was I was doing consulting work many years ago, probably closer to 30 years ago. And I was consulting with a company that an engineering company that wanted to do work in the aviation world. And I got a meeting through my networking with the heads of engineering at American Airlines. And American Airlines has two bases of operation and maintenance. I believe they still do. One is in Dallas-Fort Worth. And the other one was in Tulsa. Well, I naturally assumed that the meeting was going to be in Dallas. And we went to Dallas. This was, cell phones were around, but GPS was just becoming a thing. And long story short, I didn't get the city right. We were in the wrong city. And my clients were in the car and we're driving on the perimeter road. And I'm calling, try to get the directions because it wasn't leading us to the maintenance bay, the maintenance hangar, to their offices. And it became clear because the person says, you're in the wrong city. Well, that was an incredibly embarrassing moment. And it was just, I was mortified. Honestly, I was just mortified. And you couldn't escape it because I'm in the car with these, you know, these three people, they're my clients. And I didn't know if I wanted to laugh or cry, but you couldn't escape the pain of me having to drive them back to the airport and putting them back on an airplane and send them home with no meeting because silly me, stupid me, overlooked the detail of asking, are you in Dallas or are you in Tulsa? Now, I share that. Why? Because I'm proud of it? No, it was a stupid mistake and it was really painful and I lost a lot of credibility with the client. And was I able to recover from it? Yes, only because I'd done a really good job prior to that, but barely. If I were an employee, I probably would have gotten fired. So that's an example of a crucible story. Now that's adversity, that's failure, that's difficulty. They can come in very different varieties. You can have tests, trials, failures, pressure, challenges that you had to face that all could form this thing called a crucible story. And what I want you to start to think about is the admission of this is incredibly powerful, though immediately it may create pain for you in sharing this because you don't want to share it. You don't want people to know. Who wants to know that you face difficulties? Not a lot of people immediately feel comfortable owning up to a struggle. Okay. They want to think like, you know, got this under control. You know, I'm talking about things like I got my act together and I never fail. Well, leaders, real great leaders are not perfect. And the bad ones often mask their imperfections. A person that's done a great job of really bringing this to the forefront is a woman named Brené Brown. Brene Brown. And she did if you go online and YouTube it, there's a little video that made her famous talking about vulnerability. And it's really powerful. And she's done a TED talk. I think it's one of the top ranking TED talks. And she's become an owner of this issue of going back to last week's podcast as a thought leader. Brene Brown is a real thought leader about vulnerability in leadership. And she really owns that topic because she's embraced vulnerability herself. She shares it and she has harnessed the power of it as a thought leader. And she shares these crucible stories as part of her outreach about how she shares her thought leadership in essence. So here's a couple of things I want you to be thinking about when you're embracing or avoiding crucible stories as something that you could be like a missing piece of your leadership. Of yourself as a leader, as a manager of people, maybe. Think of failure as a forge, not as a flaw. Well, when you forge something, there's pressure involved when you're forging a sword or something like that, right? Failure is that for a lot of people. You learn. Life can be a harsh teacher. Failure can be really, really powerful. Bankruptcies. Divorce, accidents, mistakes, like I just shared. I mean, that's not the only one I ever made, right? But I'm not going to go through the whole thing of them right now. I did one. There's many, many more. But these are forges, not just flaws, right? If you don't learn from them, maybe they are a flaw. But if you do learn from them, if you have takeaways, they can be very powerful to share with other people. The second thing is humility is a magnet. You know, the problem, my line has always been like, the problem with humility is sometimes you get humiliated. And that's just the truth. So, but it's a magnet because when you share it with people, you think that people are going to run away and actually they run toward you, right? When you expose yourself in that way, you're vulnerable, right? But it's a magnet, it has a magnetic effect on leadership. Third thing is stories of struggle create personal connections between people. It gives the person that you're talking to permission to connect with you on a deeper level, in a more profound level, because they see you as more human. I've seen so many leaders that are not approachable. They're not real. They wear facades and masks, and the way they communicate is not authentic. And I think that sharing a crucible story creates a connection between you and another person, because they see you and interact with you and have permission to connect with you in a much more human level than if they would if everything was just happy-go-lucky and success, success, success. And then finally, it showcases, you know, how we learn and transform ourselves in trials and difficulties. You know, as I look at, back at my career, the trials and struggles and challenges are constant. The tests are always there. I mean, every day goes by where I'm on the phone, I'm having conversations, and we're overcoming difficulties, obstacles, misunderstandings. It's not clean. It's not pretty. But we're always learning from them. And when we share these stories, they really can showcase how we learn. And I think vicariously through us, other people can learn from us and our mistakes and these struggles and these difficulties in ways that they may not be able to do, if only to learn on their own. And part of leadership is to advance other people through the successes, sure, but also the mistakes that we've made over our career. And if you really want to do it, you care about the people that work with you, showcasing these learnings through difficulty can be super powerful. I'm just going to go back to that course at Northwestern, where those students were really, where their eyes started opening and the connections between them started getting stronger, was hearing from their classmates about some of these difficulties, at times really, really hard to hear difficulties being shared amongst each other in a forum that was safe, it was productive, but it was all trying to develop leaders in a voice of leadership. And this is my last point on the value of sharing crucible stories as a critical part of credible leadership, is finding your voice. Oftentimes in these stories, your voice comes out, who you are as a person, how authentic and genuine you are, your voice comes out. This is how you sound. This is how you communicate. When you're communicating who you really are, it's through difficulty. And it's just part of life. It's part of who you are as a leader. Hiding it doesn't do anybody any good. And it actually, in some cases, can be super misleading. So my challenge to you is, whether you're in a major leadership role or a minor one, you've got people that know you and relate to you, is ask yourself, how much do they really know about me? How much have I revealed to them? Do they know my weaknesses? Do they know my struggles? Do they know my tests and trials? Do they know any part of me? Now, I'm not suggesting that you do this 24/7 every day of the week, but I am suggesting and challenging that if you are this leader and if you're in this role, whether it's a little one or a big one, that this is a really critical part of leadership that makes you credible. It makes you worth following. At the end of the day, that's what leaders do. They lead. Other people follow, but they're in this position, and it's not because we're perfect. It's not because you haven't made any mistakes and you have to lead in this impeccable, I don't make any mistakes. Own up to it. Ask yourself, how many people really know the difficulties that you've endured? You're not trying to have a pity party. You're trying to create a connection. You're sharing these failures very deliberately, very intentionally, to showcase how these struggles can translate it into success, how they make you real, you know, authentic and believable. I want to end with just a thought of this infamous commencement. If you haven't watched it, I highly recommend you go and watch it. It's hilarious. Conan O'Brien did the commencement address at Dartmouth University. Okay. So, or Dartmouth College, and look it up on YouTube. It's worth watching. In this infamous commencement address at Dartmouth, Conan O'Brien once shared this take, or his take, unique take on this quote. He said, "What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. But what people fail to mention is that it almost killed you." Just saying.